Now let's turn to page 5 so that we can look at the intonation patterns in the English language. So we're looking at how we go about creating powerful language patterns. And as important as being able to actually create the language patterns themselves, it's also important to be able to deliver them correctly in using your voice tonality. You remember back on a few CDs ago when we were looking at rapport, that the way that you say the words carries about 38% of the information. So the way that you actually deliver the words communicates directly to the unconscious mind. If you look on page 5, what we have is 3 different intonation patterns which communicate 3 different things to somebody's unconscious mind. With the first one, we were to have an intonation pattern that went word, word, word. Then the unconscious mind would take that as being a question. So even if you were to make a statement, the unconscious mind would actually process that as if it was a question, even if you were just actually making a particular statement to someone. In the middle, if we just have word, 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 then the unconscious mind processes that as just a straight statement. The interesting one, the third one, is the command intonation pattern, which is where we have an intonation pattern where the pitch decreases at the end of the sentence, like word, word, word. A person's unconscious mind will actually process that as it being a command. So even if you asked somebody a question, but gave the command tonality, the conscious mind would actually pick it up as being a question, but the unconscious mind would respond in a way that the unconscious mind had actually been given a command. You can understand this, can't you? So the most powerful syntax in the English language is to use a question syntax and a command intonation pattern. This is the basis of embedded commands within hypnosis.